In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Several years ago, Doug and I had the privilege of going up to California and visiting Muir Woods. And I don't know if some of you have been out there, but it is a magnificent place. And a friend of ours lived out in California, and she said to us, get there really early, because if you get there early, there won't be a lot of people there. And so we did. We got there really early in the morning, and we were like the only people there. We hardly saw anyone. And we walked, as you get in there, it's this amazing park that is in the forest, and it has these incredible redwood trees, these giant redwood trees scattered throughout. And they have these paths just wind through the forest. And we were walking through the forest, and I knew as soon as we entered into this space where the trees are gigantic and you can barely see the sky, but there was just some blue coming through and the sun was just coming through in that way that the sun does, where it's just like rays, you know, coming down in different places, that we were in this holy place. We were on sacred ground. We were on this place, in this space that was created by something far greater than we were. You know, that God's hand had touched this space. And so long ago, these things that had endured for so long and were still living and thriving, it was just amazing. It was quiet. It was just such a special, unique opportunity to be in God's presence in that place. It was like a cathedral in the outdoors. It was wonderful. And we had about an hour or 2 hours in there, just wandering around and sitting in places and being prayerful and speaking softly. And then the crowd started to come. And people were walking all around and yakking, and some people were on phones, and people were taking pictures, and kids were running around, and it was just a woods. It was just a forest to them. It was just, you know, oh yeah, this is kind of cool. This October, the group of us that did the pilgrimage walk, St. Cuthbert's Way, ended our pilgrimage on the holy island of Lindisfarne. And Lindisfarne is this sacred space, this island, that became the holy island back in the early 600s, about 636, 635. And it became the holy island because St. Aidan, who had been a monk on the holy island of Iona in Scotland, had been called over there by King Oswald to bring the Christian message to Northumbria. And Aidan wanted a space that he could create a monastic community that was a little bit separate from the town, if you will, of Northumbria, where his folks could be very prayerful in their daily life and rhythm of their Christian faith. And so Lindisfarne was created as this holy island, and people would come there seeking time with the monks, time to just be in God's presence, to learn how to meditate, to learn the rhythm of a life of prayer and work, and to just be in that space. And for centuries, people have done that. And St. Cuthbert became one of the better known abbots of Lindisfarne because he became the bishop of Lindisfarne later on, and he became someone who was known for having performed miracles, and he was an extremely spiritual person, and people sought him out. He actually had to find this tiny little island off the island of Lindisfarne to escape and have some quiet, peaceful time to himself. But this space has become a pilgrimage destination for decades and decades and decades, and people walk that St. Cuthbert's Way and have done that for hundreds and hundreds of years, seeking this holy space. And it's become one of those, or is one of those thin spaces as Christians of the Celtic Christianity say, this place is where our world and the spirit world are very close. It's a very thin place between us. And it is an island that people have summer homes on. That for them, it's like Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket or Block Island. And they have their island homes and they go there for the summer or the weekend and they rent them out like an Airbnb. And it's just a place. In our reading for today from Luke, we have these two people, Simeon and Anna. Very spiritual people. We hear that God's Holy Spirit is with Simeon. And Anna has dedicated her life to prayer and fasting and being in the temple, praising God, praying, connecting with God. And in walk Mary and Joseph with a baby. Remember, Jesus is a baby. We all know what babies do. Not a lot, right? They don't preach, they don't teach, they're not doing miracles. They are maybe giggling and gooing, and I doubt he's saying any words at this point in his life. He's eating, drinking, pooping, all those things babies do. And yet, Simeon and Anna see this baby, and they know they are in the presence of the divine, of the holy. They recognize in this baby, who is doing nothing but being a baby, the presence of God. God is in the ordinary all the time, right? God's presence, the divine, the sacred, the holy, is all around us. In people, in babies, in children, in trees, in sunsets, in the ocean, on a lake, out on a hike somewhere, all around us is the sacred, is the holy, is the divine. But we have to be able to see it, right? When we were out in your woods, I was in a really good place in my spiritual journey. I had been being really prayerful, meditating, all the way up through that journey. I was in a place to be receptive to seeing God in that space. When we had gone on our pilgrimage, we had prepared to be on a pilgrimage walk. We had prepared for that to be a holy experience. We had been prayerful every single day on our walk. We knew we were walking into a space that was going to be unique and special and holy. We were open to that experience. Simeon and Anna were prayerful, expecting God to reveal God's self to them. We need to be opening our hearts and our minds to seeing the holy. We need to be prayerful every day, inviting God in, inviting God to open the hearts of our eyes and minds and ears to seeing and hearing, observing and listening for all the ways that the divine, the holy, the sacred is revealed to us. And be ready to be transformed by that experience wherever we find it. Amen.